So after turkey, salad, and sandwiches and soup, you still have leftovers from your meal. What happens to those? Enter Compost Wheels. The Atlanta-based group takes food waste from homes and businesses and helps turn it into black gold, or as most of us know it, compost. GPB's Sean Powers followed a Compost Wheels delivery to learn how we can all play a larger role in urban agriculture.
So we are on West Paces Ferry up in Buckhead, about to pass Governor's Mansion, and we are on the residential pickup route. So I've been going around all morning to a number of other homes, picking up their food waste. My name is Whit Whitmire. I am the head of hype, as we call it, for Compost Wheels. So primarily business development and marketing. So how it works is we provide our customers with a 5-gallon bucket that they keep wherever works best for them. Some keep it in their kitchen, some keep it out back, what have you. And they put their food waste in it, their scraps, their coffee grounds, eggshells, what have you. And then we come and pick it up every week. And then that's the material that I dump into these larger bins here in the back of the pickup. And I will be taken to, today specifically, our partner farm, Free Wheel Farm in Grant Park.
The destination is on your right.
So we are at our next compost pickup spot. So first, what we gotta do is kind of get all set up here. So we grab a new bag because we always replace the bags that are in the buckets that we provide them. And then we also take our little hand scale thing because we want to weigh and record the amount of waste that we're collecting.
Don't you usually come earlier?
Earlier or later, one of the two. Yes,
whenever
yes,
you get around to it.
Well, thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Harvey Hill. Good to see you.
And I'm Whit with Compost Wheels. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
But I do think that it's nice to be saving this stuff, not putting it into our garbage, and also to have them making the fertilizer out of it. Because I'm worried about too much garbage and about the lack of place to put all of our garbage. And I'm also delighted to have things grown locally.
How's it going, y'all? Hey! We're at Free Wheel Farms, kind of main site, if you will, in Grant Park, over on Little Street. They're an organic producer of all kinds of delicious veggies.
Yeah, so I'm breaking up pumpkins. We're just past Halloween now, so we have a lot of pumpkins coming into the compost. My name is Brent Hall. I'm a farmer. I'm the owner and founder of Free Wheel Farm. We use sawdust as our carbon source in the composting process. And we just mix it with our nitrogen source, which is all of the veggie waste, food scraps. It takes 16 to 20 weeks, I would say, from the time where it gets picked up from people's doorstep to the time when we're spreading it out into our field. The partnership with Compost Wheels has just been pretty amazing on many different levels. But yeah, having food waste picked up from the neighborhood and delivered here, you know, we're just closing that loop. And so we'll actually see produce that I can recognize, you know, certain specialty tops of veggies or something that I'm like, oh, or like the twist eyes that we use. I'm like, okay, that was our product that someone bought at the market, ate it, and then the scraps got tossed in their Compost Wheels bucket, got brought back here. We're composting it, putting it back in our beds, and growing more food with it.
That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. For photos from his day with Compost Wheels, visit gpbnews.org.